One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
For most of the Beatle years, John and Paul overshadowed George Harrison. But George was an equal talent who racked up some significant firsts. George made the first Beatles solo record, Wonderwall, 1968.
Really want to know you. Really want to go with you. Really want to show you love that it won't take long. I see love.
The first Beatles solo number one. And George was the first ex-Fab to front a significant live performance.
Thank you all for coming here. As you all know, it's a special benefit concert. We've got a good show lined up, I hope so anyway.
My friend came to me, sadness in his eye, told me that he wanted help. Country dies. Although I couldn't feel the pain, I knew I had to try. Now I'm asking all of you to help us save some lives.
August 1971, Madison Square Garden, New York City, the concert for Bangladesh. The first big rock music benefit gig in response to an awful situation.
India has asked UN Secretary General Thant to use the influence of his office to stop what the Indian ambassador called the massacre of unarmed people in East Pakistan by the West Pakistan Army.
The army clampdown on Dhaka had begun with a ruthless exercise in intimidating the city's virtually unarmed population. Later on Friday from the hotel...
Pakistan was created in two halves, west and east. They were separated by a vast stretch of India. West Pakistan had the power. The east wanted its independence. By 1971, they were at war. Millions of civilians were killed in the east. Many more fled for refuge in the area of India where the great sitar player Ravi Shankar was born. In great distress, Ravi called his friend, George Harrison.
It came, really, it was Ravi Shankar's idea. Mm-hmm. He wanted to do something like this, and he was talking to me and telling me about his concern for the thing and asking me if I had any suggestions. Then, after half an hour, he talked me into being on the show. That was it, you know, I just had to try and get a band together and set up. I organised the things with a little help from my friends for Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. And that's it, it just snowballed and the whole thing was thought of and planned and executed all within about 4 weeks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. First part of the concert is going to be an Indian music section. I appreciate if you could try and settle down and get into the Indian music section. So let me introduce on sitar Ravi Shankar.
Thank you. If you appreciate the tuning so much, I hope you'll enjoy the playing more. Thank you.
The crowd loved the Indian music every bit as much as they had enjoyed the tuning. A great line from Ravi Shankar. And then an epic rock show with not one, but two ex-Beatles.
Be humble, like the good Lord said. He promised to exalt us, but low is the way. How men be so greedy when there's so much left. All things God given, and they all have been blessed. That's the way.
The concert for Bangladesh featured George and Ringo and Eric Clapton, Leon Russell, Billy Preston, a stellar lineup of session musicians, backing singers, and old friends. And then,
I'd like to bring on a friend of us all, Mr. Bob Dylan.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. Not sleeping, there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Oh, I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, and it's from my hand. Left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping.
Bob Dylan had done just one show since 1966. At the concert for Bangladesh, he rediscovered his love of performing live. They did two shows that day, and they became a live album and a film. All up, around $40 million so far raised for charity. Rock music's first great benevolent act. Inspired Band-Aid, Live Aid, Farm Aid and so much more. The Concert for Bangladesh. An amazing show and one of the best ever live albums.